You are listening to Radio Star Improv live at the Exit Theater, courtesy of Leela SF. This show is completely improvised, no script, not even we know what happens next. Featuring Diana Brown, Christopher DeYoung, Sharon Rhinelander, Dan Ronco, and Dan Wilson. And now, tonight's show, Frivolous Lawsuits.
Clause 2 is the best.
Yes, yes, dear.
I stayed up all night working on it, and you, my dear servant,
yeah,
stayed right there by my side delivering me Starbucks. I want to thank you for that. You are going to get a cut. I just wanted to let you know that.
I think you work too hard. I know it's not my place, but...
It's really not your place, and...
Mom and Dad only had enough money to put you in college, and I've just kind of been there for you ever since as your servant, but we're still family, goddammit. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I know you'll...
I know. The family word is right out. What are you supposed to call yourself?
Piss boy.
From now on, piss boy, you are going to have to shine my very beautiful shoes to make up for your transgression.
Look, I love you. I mean, we're family. This is not like a weird brother or sister thing. But I worry about you. You are never happy. You work all the time on these ridiculous lawsuits, and you don't even plan to win most of them. You're just trying to get money out of corporations, and...
That is so much fun. You have no idea
how much
fun that is. I know. You see me as unhappy. It's only because I put on my game face. But really, inside, oh man, I'm having the time of my life.
You're 28 years old and you have frown lines all the way down to your chin.
You walked awfully near me and my aura was compromised. I don't feel that I have much choice in the matter but to sue you.
Well, then you better lawyer up, because I have aura insurance. From Jerry Brown's law office.
No!
Remember they used to call him Governor Moonbeam because he was such a nutcase when he ran for president? That law office.
He's the only one crazy enough to understand what I'm talking about.
And I am the only person who ever bought that insurance. There is a whole room full of angry people with ties and cold lattes just waiting to leap into court on my behalf.
I bet they all ride Segways.
Probably.
And they're just waiting for something to do!
So you're ready to lawyer up? You're ready to defend yourself?
I just can't shake the thought that someday, in 5 years or 10 years, I'm gonna need this policy. People tell me I'm crazy. But if Jerry Brown can run for president, I can get insured.
People used to tell me that I was crazy. They still do, actually. All the time. That doesn't stop me.
I saw you on that Segway, and I followed you in here, and you gave me your pitch for aura insurance, and here we are.
I've got a good feeling about this. I don't want you to tell this to anyone, but you are my first potential customer.
Really?
Yeah.
But you look so old. Did you just change careers?
No, I was just saying I'm not very happy, even though I'm crazy. I've got these frown lines, and I think this is going to change things for me, though.
Wait a minute. This is like a big, beautiful marble lobby, but are you really a lawyer? I just assumed you were because you have a Segway and cool glasses.
I'm hoping to become a lawyer.
Look, I've been working these cases for 20 years, and I'm just... Every single thing I do ends up on people's court. I need something big, something I can make my career out of.
Yeah? How big?
I need like a murder, or like a kidnapping, or something that could grab the headlines. And that's why I want to hire you to go out and commit a crime. So I can then defend you on it later. You know, when I saw you over there on Eddie Street, I knew you were the person I wanted.
I don't even need people's front door keys. I don't need your front door key. Or yours. I love that tie you keep in your third drawer from the bottom, by the way. And that book where you write things down. Things that people do that upset you.
You've been reading my journal? My little pony journal?
With the pony on the front, I wasn't sure it should be called a journal.
Hey, My Little Pony has fantastic writing. It's not just for little girls anymore. It's also for alcoholic lawyers in their 40s.
Well, I feel the same way about Hello Kitty. It's not just for little girls anymore. It's for crack addicts who sometimes emerge from the Tenderloin to do deeds that lawyers need done. Dig?
You're smarter than the average crackhead.
I like to think so.
I saw that glint in your eye and I thought, now there's a tweaker I can trust.
Brain of spaghetti, heart of gold. Track marks, you could run that pony down.
I'm feeling a little turned on right now. This is a purely business relationship.
I was hoping that you were feeling a little something.
No, no, no. The crime we're committing is not that kind of crime.
If that's a crime, lock me up.
I've been delivering your milk 20, 25 years now, lady, and I gotta tell you, I just had to wait here to talk to you because the fact is you don't look happy.
Well, I have to say, admit, you know, your milk has been the only highlight of my day for quite some time. I try to put on a brave face for my piss boy brother, but it's really crushing what I do for a living, and I'm kind of tired of it. I actually wish I could trade places with you.
You don't want to deliver milk, lady.
I kind of do.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to crush some innocent people out there?
Well, let's share a half and half here and think about it. Let's see. You know what? You could come with me on my route today.
Well...
I mean, are you proposing to, like, take the truck?
The truck? I get to drive a truck. I'm all in. Absolutely. I'm wearing these high heels, though, you know, and, like, walking around isn't quite my style.
Oh, no, it's a union thing. Look, you gotta wear a pair of boots here with really good arch support, you know? I got a hernia truss here. You probably don't have to wear that, but you want to have back support there on your
You know what?
Back.
This is exactly the disguise that I've been needing. I've been needing something to change my life. You are it.
So I hear you're going to be leaving us soon, huh? After 20 years?
It's the funniest thing, but I got this job at a law firm. I got to wear a dress, though. It's a San Francisco law firm. They sell Aura insurance. They do frivolous lawsuits. It's right there in their contracts. You know, we do frivolous lawsuits. We'll make you money.
Can I talk you out of it? I mean, we're gonna really miss you here.
Well, I got a great replacement. She's really motivated. She takes her work very seriously.
You can't just bring in a replacement for this. I mean, you gotta be born with the desire to deliver milk.
You know, that's what I thought, but I watched her drink that half and half.
No.
And she said it's the best thing in her life, and she drank half the quart there, kind of chugged it, and she got the little mustache, and she got the, you know what I'm talking about, she got the little milk.
The little mustache,
and the little smile, the little milk mustache smile, and her frown lines went away. We got to do this for this lady.
Wait, you're saying that maybe she had the calling, but just arrived at it a little late.
That's right. She was so many, this city's under a curse with all these fucking dot-comers. She didn't understand money's not the thing.
It's not the
it's
thing.
It's a calling.
Yeah.
And I kind of always...
You got to want it. No one... I mean, it's a lucrative business, but you can't be in it for the money.
And Dan, I got to tell you, I kind of always wanted to go to work in a dress. This is my chance.
It's never an easy thing to say, but your legs have completely atrophied since you bought that Segway. Do you actually walk anywhere anymore?
I thought I was getting a Segway.
Well, it's an off-brand from Korea. Sadly, from North Korea, they're also highly illegal.
No. No wonder, I've only been able to turn right.
So let me see if I understand this. You purchased what you thought was a Segway,
yes.
But you got a Sedgway.
Yes, exactly.
We can sue for that.
This is good. This is beyond my capacity as a lawyer. I need help.
I know. I'm the lawyer for lawyers who can't lawyer up.
I need you.
So you're saying that you have no insurance, but you're planning on suing to cover the immense medical bills to replace your bones with carbon fiber.
Exactly.
Well, it's going to be an expensive procedure, but I've always wanted to try something new.
Hello, I am here on behalf of North Korean government about lawsuits.
You know, as a lawyer, I've been trying to get in touch with you for a really long time. I'm glad I finally got your attention.
I have good news. We have been watching you whole time.
You know, I'm glad they sent someone undercover from North Korea.
I work in the Russian embassy as a fixer. Because I can't do North Korean accent.
I just came to say Putin is very proud of you, Pupsky.
I knew we would win lawsuit when I broke man's knees.
You know, like Putty always says, Putty's what I call him because he and I are a little close. Putty always says, you can't have beautiful government without breaking a few kneecaps.
I thought it was legs. Can't have beautiful government without breaking legs.
I should go back and read bylaws.
Translation, very tricky.
Very tricky. I broke two hips last week because I couldn't understand their accent.
I like your Segway. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Keeps your shiny shoes very clean. Do a little spin for me.
Oh, do.
Oh, you have mastered it.
The problem is it only wants to go backwards.
What?
Never mind.
I'm really worried about my sister, and I figured if you could, you know, from lawyer to lawyer, or almost lawyer to bitter, hard lawyer, if you could work something out.
Maybe. I almost have my second client? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, I can't pay you for this, because I think she has to get laid. And if I paid you for that, then it'd be, I'd need a lawyer, and that would just...
Yeah, and then I would probably need a lawyer, too, yeah. And I'm not able to, yeah.
And I know it might seem weird for a brother to try to get his sister laid, but she really needs it.
You know, I'm trying to just stick to law right now, but it hasn't been very successful.
You don't realize how cranky she is. She makes me sleep under the stairs. I'm not Harry fucking Potter.
That sounds terrible.
It is terrible. You don't know what it's like living with somebody who's always miserable and litigious.
You know, I mean, I live alone, and I'm pretty miserable.
That sounds wonderful, though.
Living alone?
Yeah, you can watch whatever you want on TV, and no one finds you for it?
I don't get fined for watching TV, that's true. So you want me to sleep with your sister is what you're telling me.
Either that or let me move in.
You've ignored several of our owls, so I've come to your room. Come to your room under the stairs to make very clear that you are invited to join us at Slytherin.
Those were owls? I thought those were steroid-influenced pigeons. We don't have a lot of owls in San Francisco.
Well, we don't have the budget we used to either.
So you want me to come and join you someplace where I'll learn the way to be ruthless and powerful?
Yes, we think you have it in you. We've been watching you. Your years of servitude will serve you well.
Are you sure it isn't my sister? I mean, she is a lawyer. I would think Slytherin and lawyers would be like a match.
Just take this wand and see if you can blow out the side of the house. Say something in Pig Latin and for God's sake, point it the other way.
So he pointed it at you.
I have to ride this Segway everywhere now because I've been paralyzed from the waist down.
That sounds horrid.
It compromises my dignity. Potion's class is ungovernable.
Sounds like it. You know, everything seems to be going wrong in this house. All of the pigeons are getting sick.
Well, they're not owls. I've explained the budget problem, but there doesn't seem to be any help available.
And that was going to be our last hope. That boy who had so much servitude potential.
Well, there is one other alternative.
What is it?
We could sue someone to get the money we need.
That does sound rather promising.
What do you mean that milk person retired? Nobody gets my yogurt going like he did.
You know, I'm just supposed to be the replacement milk person.
You don't understand. He made 2% yogurt seem whole fat.
Look, listen. Lady, you don't think that I miss him. I worked with him for 20 years.
20 years?
20 years.
I've only lived on this block for 7, and I don't know how I'm going to get by without him. Talk to me about your relationship with him.
Look, he taught me how to wear these boots.
Those are big boots to fill.
I know.
And that's not a euphemism.
I know, they're incredibly large boots.
Tell me more while I eat this cottage cheese.
Look, I'll bring you everything you need. We got to keep our loyal customers happy.
You can bring me all the dairy in the world.
I will.
You will? And
sure.
If you don't bring me all the dairy in the world...
What, is this a threat?
I might have to sue.
Look, I know plenty of lawyers in this town.
Even I have a dairy limit.
So let me get this straight. You came to find me because one of my former customers is suing you.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm nervous and I need help.
You know, that place has gone to hell since I left. It's only been a week.
You held this company together.
Apparently so. I'm very surprised. You know, I have an aptitude for law. I won a case last week.
So do you want to come back as a lawyer or as a milkman? Because we could use either one.
Well, it turns out Hogwarts sued the EPA and won.
And that was you?
Yeah. In a dress. In this dress.
It looks very good on you.
Well, it turns out it's about 3 sizes too small because I got it off this really skinny lady who's got the milk truck down. And that's how you have to wear them. You got to dress tight. That's why I could never find one that fit.
No, I think it was your talent, though, that won you the case.
No, it's a dress. Clothes are everything.
Okay, so as I understand it, your brother wanted you to sleep with somebody because you ain't got no joy in your soul.
I've got so little joy in my soul that I have to look in big, 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 big boots to even find the last little crumb of joy that one person can possibly find and then put it in their mouth. In the form of dairy.
That is so heavy, I just gotta lay back for a second. Okay.
So here's my sad story.
Tell me a sad story. I'm gonna eat some cottage cheese. Someone just left it here on the floor. Go on.
I was the best fucking lawyer on the planet.
Right.
And then this guy got into my psyche. He just got in there. He got
you
in there and
sue
made me
for
like
that.
That's what I'm thinking. Made me leave my job, my perfectly good job that I loved.
I mean, I'm just a former crack addict slash lawyer's assistant. It's technically a paralegal.
So what you're telling me is you totally get it.
Yeah, that's what I get.
So the next thing I know, I'm driving this truck.
Yeah.
And then there's this other chump who's like claims he's been there 20 years and he's taken over my route and taking my best customers.
Well, we can sue for that.
Again, we're on the same wavelength.
We are on the same wavelength.
We might come from different worlds, but we are 2 peas in a pod. I'm telling you, you, in fact, could make the best lawyer on the planet because I was formerly the best, and I'm going to train you. That's it. Game over. We've just won.
So I don't know how to do this exactly. It's my first time issuing a subpoena to an aura. Like, do I just wave it in front of you a little bit here? I mean...
Oh, that tickles.
I understand that you got the second only copy of Aura Insurance, but your aura itself does not own any insurance, and by California bylaw, it is regarded as a sentient being in and of itself. God, I hate liberal states.
Damn it, I knew there would be a loophole here. It was too good to be true. I met the governor, I got the insurance, I thought whatever the hell happens to me, I'm covered, and here we are. Parenthetically, did you vote for Trump?
Well, you know, yeah.
Can we just take a minute out of your busy day for me to ask you, you know, man to man here,
I'll figure this out eventually. Come on, yeah.
What you were thinking?
I'd like to say I was drunk for 2 years, but I don't know. I mean, all I kept hearing about was them damn emails. And you hear that over and over and over and over again, and then the next thing you know, you wake up and you got this big orange Cheeto guy in the White House, and I don't know what I was doing.
You know,
we all got regrets in life.
Your aura is kind of Cheeto orange.
Actually. Hell, your aura is offending people.
So things seem to be turning around for us now that our master is in the White House.
Bold of you to say so.
Yes, well, I'm confident for us. I'm bold.
Somehow, I always thought he'd make a better Hufflepuff. Except for the loyalty thing.
Quite right, quite right. Now, things seem to be turning around here, too, now that he's over there.
Is that a pun about my Sedgway?
Perhaps, perhaps.
You'd think magic would be able to give me my legs back.
Well, we still haven't gotten quite all of our powers back.
I tried two wooden legs made from the Whomping Willow, but all I did was dance.
That sounds wonderful, though. You were able to dance. I don't usually say this around here, but that has been a dream of mine, is to dance.
Really?
Yes.
Well, perhaps if we win our lawsuit, you can.
Right, so I won't apply for position of Professor of the Dark Arts and Tort Law. I realise everyone you ever have in this job dies within a year, but I've got cancer, so it's good.
We don't normally hire trolls.
Oh, that's racist!
I
and the
know.
Fact that all trolls are somehow British lower class is even worse.
They've got the best bridges over there.
Well, damn straight. We take good care of them.
What's your name?
Hedgespout. That's with a G, not Hedgespout. Hedgespout.
Well, because of your moxie, which Slytherins respect, and the fact that you've made no cracks about my Sedgway, you've got the job. Here, take this wand, try to blow out the firewall, and for God's sake, point it the other way.
I'm the Sorting Hat, and I made a mistake.
What do you mean you made a mistake? You're the Sorting Hat. You don't make mistakes.
I've had too much honeymead and honeymeads.
Who would pour...
Hey, that's a very, very obtuse.
Who would pour perfectly good honeymead into a Sorting Hat? You're lying.
No, You're I never lie.
You're here for something
I
else.
I wasn't paying attention. Okay, I was lying like a rug. Not a magic one, but just a rug.
Just a rug.
The truth is...
Yes?
You are not supposed to be in Slytherin.
What do you mean?
Professor Snape 2, you... because God rest his soul. You are
really...
Well,
that brought the room down a bit.
I don't care. That actor was brilliant.
I feel I've derailed your monologue a bit.
I'm done. I'm glad we're on radio. The truth of the matter is...
Look, sis, you can't just do what you want anymore. I'm a wizard now. I'm not just your little brother. I'm not just your servant. I'm powerful.
I bet you thought those overgrown pigeons were actually owls.
No, I just thought they... Don't try and confuse things. You're always belittling me and making me feel horrible about myself and the world and politics, and that's just modern times, I guess.
Piss boy. Really. You should just, like,
own up. My name
is up.
Jeremy. Jeremy, Jeremy, Jeremy!
Okay, Jeremy.
Please call me bro.
Ew. No. I'm going to sue you for that one, for sure. Yeah. No. I've really had enough. I have reclaimed my throne on the stage of the federal, legal department, and I have my protege, and we are going forward and doing great things and, like, smirching, whatever, people like you, because,
you don't even know what you're saying anymore, do you? It's all just legal jargonese. It's not even English.
Look, you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea who you're messing with. I know you think you know me because I'm your sister, but you have no idea.
Look, I know. That guy you've been dating, I hired him. And I hear you at night calling out the party of the first part. Want the party of the second part to do that a little bit faster.
That is it. No more. I'm disowning you. If I had a wand right now, I would crack it in two right in front of your face.
Really?
Really.
You took the only education we had in the family. You took my parents' love, and now you're going to break my wand.
And I'm going to eat your pigeon.
You've been listening to Diana Brown, Christopher DeYoung, Dan Ronco, Sharon Rylander, and Dan Wilson. Theme by Nolan Cook. Edits by DJ CCP. Come hear all of our shows at RadioStarNetwork.com. This show is recorded live at the Exit Theater, courtesy of Leela Improv. This has been a Cassandra's Call production.